For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A deadly mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Wendell Hisrich is emergency management chief with the city.
There were 11 fatalities as a result of the shooting incident. There were no children. There were additionally 6 injuries, to include 4 of the police officers.
Officials say the gunman, Robert Bowers, has a history of anti-Semitic posts on social media. He was arrested and taken to the hospital. David Zubik is a bishop in Pittsburgh.
It's going to touch this entire community simply because violence is going to rock the foundation of our lives, but it also causes everybody to be worried, could I be the next victim?
President Trump is condemning the attack.
The vile, hate-filled poison of anti-Semitism must be condemned and confronted everywhere and anywhere it appears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A new report on the U.S. economic growth is released. And USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The Commerce Department report showing the economy grew faster than expected in the year's third quarter at an annual rate of 3.5%. Now, that's slightly better than the 3.3% analysts had forecast, but slower than this year's second quarter when GDP grew by 4.2%. First quarter GDP growth was only 2.2%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rocket fire has stopped between Hamas-linked forces in the Israeli military after Egypt stepped in to mediate a ceasefire. The skies in Gaza are quiet now after massive shelling over the weekend. The Israeli military saying Palestinian Islamic Jihad launched more than 30 rockets into Israel, but many were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome aerial defense system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Just in time for Halloween, USA Radio's Rick Vincent gives us a story about witchcraft.
A 27-year-old woman working as a psychic in Toronto is charged with pretending to practice witchcraft, fraud over $5,000, and possession of property obtained by a crime. York Regional Police Officer Lori Nickel tells CTV Samantha Stevenson bilked a 67-year-old man out of thousands of dollars.
She essentially convinced him that his residence and himself were being followed sort of by evil spirits, and that the only way to remove these evil spirits was to sell the house and transfer her all the money, where she would be doing blessings and different spells.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Facebook has removed dozens of Iranian-based accounts for contributing disinformation campaigns against the United States. The social media giant said in a statement it removed multiple pages, groups, and accounts that originated in Iran for engaging in coordinated, inauthentic behavior on Facebook and on Instagram. A total of 82 accounts were purged, according to Facebook. They uncovered a propaganda operation traced to Iranian state media in August. They said it was the largest of its kind since Russian operatives spread falsehoods during the 2016 presidential election. Facebook says no ties to the Iranian government were found in the purged accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.